Es khazo zeh nish ba khat shag mit hilm sagt khulun daf tsadik beis. The Gemara dash in the passage that describes the fight between Yaakov and the Malach and says that one was victorious and one wept, but it leaves it unclear as to which party did which. From the passage of Kisarisa and Malachim, we can learn that it was Yaakov who was victorious, and from the passage of Ayyem and Shalcheni, we can learn that it was the Malach who was crying. Rabbi Dash is a pasuk where the Malach said Kisarisa Malachim ve'manoshim to mean that the Malach gave a remez that there would be two categories of princes that would come from Yaakov, the Rosh Goyle of Bavel and the Nasi Neret Yisrael. It was through this that the Malach gave also gave a remez that the Yidden would be going into Golos. Pasuk regarding the dream of the Sarah Mashkim says Uvagef and Shloisha Sarigim. Rabbi says it refers to three wealthy and politically connected Yidden of every generation. Sometimes two are in Bavel, one's Eretz Yisrael. Sometimes the reverse. When they heard this drasha, the Rabbanon looked at Rabbanon Ukva and Rabbanon Nechemya, the grandsons of Rav. Rav said this refers to the three malachim of the goyim in every generation that present arguments in favor of the Yidden. Bryce says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Geffen refers to the world, Shosh Shrikim refers to Avram Yisrael Yaakov, Hi Kiparachas also Nita refers to the Imahis, Havshilu Ashkelaseo Anovim refers to the Shvatim. Rabbi Shua said to them, a person has shown the future in the dream, not the past. Rather, Geffen refers to the Torah, Shosh Shrikim refers to Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, Hi Kiparachas also Nita refers to Sanhedrin, Havshilu Ashkelaseo Anovim refers to Tzadikim of every generation. Rabbi Mila said, we have to come into the Joshua of Lazar Hamodai, who said that the dream all refers to one place. He explained, Geffen refers to Yerushalayim, Shosh Shrigim refers to Beis HaMikdash, the king and the Kohen Gadol. Vika Parachas also Nitzah refers to the young Kehanim, of Shilash Kleseo Anavim refers to the Nesochim. Shumalayi said the pasuk refers to the gifts that Hashem gave the Yidden. He explained, Geffen is Torah, Shosh Shrigim refers to the well of water, the Amid Ha'anon, and the Mon. Vika Parachas also Nitzah refers to Bikurim, and of Shilash Kleseo Anavim refers to Nesochim. Rabbi Baba explained the pasuk as follows, Geffen refers to the Yidden, Shosh Shrigim refers to the three Yom they even travel up that they travel up to Shemayim to Yerushalayim. V'hika Parachas refers to the fact that it had to reach the time that the Yidden be fruitful and multiply. Also Nitzah refers to the fact that it had to reach the time for the Yidden to be redeemed. Avshilash Kosea Navim refers to the fact that it had reached the time for the Mitzrayim to be punished. This is along the lines of Rava, who said that the Psukim there used the word Kais three times to refer to the punishment that the Mitzrayim got in the days of Moshe, in the days of Paran Nechoi, and the punishment they get along with all the other Goyim in the future, Bizman HaMashiach. Rabbi Abba told Rabbi Yehuda Abba, when Rav would darshan these Psukim, he darshaned in a way the same way that you darshan them. Rish Lakish said, the Yidden are compared to a grapevine. The branches are the Balibatim, the clusters are the Tamid Acham, the leaves are the Amal Oretz, and the Knoiknois, which are useless, refers to the sinners. It's in line with the drasha that they send from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, that the clusters should daven for the well-being of the leaves, because without food produced by the leaves, the clusters cannot survive. Rabbi Yechon in the name of Hashem Yatzadik dashed the pasuk to mean that Hashem says that He acquired the Yidden by redeeming them on the 15th of Nisan in the merit of the tzaddikim. The pasuk then makes reference to 30 saw and 15 saw. This refers to 45 tzaddikim in whose merit the world exists. The pasuk is dashed to teach that 30 of them are in Eretz Yisrael, 15 are in Bavel. The pasuk also makes reference to a payment of 30 from the goyim. Rabbi Yehuda says this refers to the 30 tzaddikim of the goyim in whose merit the goyim exists. Ula said this refers to the 30 mitzvahs b'nei noach of which they only keep three. That they don't have same gender marriages, that they don't weigh and sell human meat in the market, and that they honor the Torah. Mishnah said, "Ve'einai noyig ba'oif." We see that a bird does have a spoon of flesh over the thigh. The Gemara says it does, but it's not round. Rabbi Yemi asks, if there is a bird that does have a round spoon, or an animal that doesn't have what we're calling a round spoon, would we follow that particular creature, or does it stay in the category of its species? Teiku b'leipta shayla. Mishnah said, v'noyig b'shlil. Shmuel said, when the Mishnah says that the chelev of a fetus is mutter, that's said according to all. The Gemara can't be referring to the chelev of the fetus itself, because we clearly find that Rabbi Yehuda argues or Meir regarding the fats and the gedanosh of a fetus. And Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shai explained that they argue in the case of a 9-month fetus that was found alive. Also can't be referring to the chelev of gedanosh, and that he means that all agree that it's mutter, because we clearly see that Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda argue with regard to how much of the fats of the Gidah Nosha are osir. If the Gemara is referring to the fats of the Gidah Nosha, and Shmuel agrees that according to Rabbi Meir, this chelev is only osir Rabbanon, but all agree that the raisa, this chelev is mutter. We see this from the Braisa as well, where the Braisa says that the Gidah Nosha must be dug out of the flesh, which is the view of Rabbi Meir, and then says that the chelev is mutter. Clearly, this must be referring to the halacha of the raisa. We see Rabbi Meir holds that the raisa, the chelev is mutter. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Masa, the name of Rav, said only the soft edible offshoots of the Gidah Nosha are osir the raisa. Uloth said, although it is hard like wood and inedible, the Torah made it osir, but the offshoots are not osir deraisa. Abaye said, Ula's view seems correct, because Rav Sheshan and Ravasi said that the threads, which are the nerves and the vessels, found in Chelev are osir, but are not subject to Karis, because they're only osir derabanan. We see that when the Torah says that Chelev is osir, it does not mean to include the threads. Similarly, we would say that when the Torah said that Gidah Nosha is osir, it does not refer to its offshoots. Marsha, we have learned that Sheish and Rashi said the threads found in the chelim are also, but are not subject to karas, because only us do rabbanon. And the threads found in a kidney are also, and are also not subject to karas, also only us do rabbanon. With regard to the fats found inside the kidney, there's machlokes between Rebbe and Rechia. One said it's also, the other says mutter. Rabba would dig the fats out. Rabbi Yochanan would do so as well. Rabbi Asi would just level it off and eat the fats that remain in the kidney. Abaye said Rabbi Asi's view seems correct, because Rabbi Abba, the name of Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Shmuel, said that it's only the fats that's on the flanks that are also, not the fats that are in the flanks, the fats that were covered by the meat. Similarly, with regard to the kidney, we can say that it's only the fats that are on the kidney that are also, not the fats that are in the kidney. So actually, where we find the Rabbi Abba, the name of Yehuda, the name of Shmuel, said that the fats under the loins are also. Now, since it's covered by the loins, it should be mutter. After the Rabbi said, although it's covered by the loins in a dead animal, when the animal is alive and moving, there are times when this fat is not covered by the loins. That's why it's also. Rabbi Yochanan agreed with this as well.